What are you, Garros?
Look, in the sky, Chief.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, look, it's...
You wanted to see me?
Superman has been gone for 5 years, but suddenly and mysteriously, he returns. At the Daily Planet, that great metropolitan newspaper, editor Perry White wants the story.
I want to know it all, everything. Olsen, I want to see photos of him everywhere. No, I want the photos. Travel. Where did he go? Was he on vacation? If so, where? Gossip. Has he met somebody? Fashion. Is that a new suit? Health. Has he gained weight? What's he been eating? Business. How is this going to affect the stock market? Long term, short term. Politics. Does he still stand for truth? Justice.
All that stuff.
Lois Lane got the scoop last time, but when he left, he broke her heart. She found a new boyfriend, even had a baby, and Lois also won a Pulitzer, American journalism's top honor, for her editorial titled, Why the World Does Not Need a Superman.
Well, you're back, and everyone seems to be pretty happy about it.
Not everyone. I read the article, Lois.
Yeah, so did a lot of people. Tomorrow night, they give me the Pulitzer.
Why did you write it?
How could you leave us like that? I moved on. So did the rest of us. That's why I wrote it. The world doesn't need a savior. And neither do I.
Over the past decade or so, there have been several attempts to get a new Superman movie off the ground. But he finally flies again under the guidance of director Bryan Singer, who says the new film had to respect the original 1978 hit that starred the late Christopher Reeve.
I learned a lot of that doing the X-Men films, that there's a certain kind of history that came before me and that will live long after me, and that it's kind of my responsibility as a custodian of this universe of Superman that I have to be respectful of that. And then yet at the same time, I try to bring some of my own point of view to the character, but I'm not in any way trying to reinvent the wheel, just trying to reinvigorate it.
I know some people are asking a lot of questions now that I'm back. I think it's only fair that I answer those people.
Singer insisted a newcomer play Superman, and of course his secret identity, Clark Kent. He chose a tall, handsome young actor from the Midwestern state of Iowa, Brandon Routh, who admits just putting on the tights and cape costume was daunting.
The first time I wore it, I hadn't really trained any yet. I hadn't read the script. I hadn't really worked on the character at that point. And I was standing around with a room full of costume designers and some other people, and everybody was judging me right away. I'm going like, don't make your judgment on if this is Superman quite yet or not, because I hadn't done all the work that I would later do. But then I was able to track the process of my growth as the character, as I did more work on the character and trained and really did grow into it and felt comfortable.
You know, my Richard, he's a pilot. He takes me up all the time.
Not like this.
Kate Bosworth co-stars as Lois Lane, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who somehow never figures out that her mild-mannered colleague Clark, who also mysteriously disappeared for 5 years, is actually Superman disguised by a pair of glasses.
Oh, come on. That's the fun of the film. My God, if we really wanted to be serious about that, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's part of Superman. That's how it was written. That's the fun. That's the magic. That's the way it is.
Come on, let me hear you say it just once.
You're insane.
No! No, the other thing.
Superman will
wrong!
Of course, Superman needs a supersized villain, Lex Luthor, played by Oscar winner Kevin Spacey.
There's no question that Lex Luthor's big, iconic, almost theatrical character. And there are times when you think, was that a little over the top? You know, can they see the mugging from a helicopter?
By definition, Superman is a larger-than-life character. But in Superman Returns, director Bryan Singer adds some unmistakable Christian imagery to the legend.
We always kind of viewed the first movie as very much the story of Moses, kind of they send the child away to down the river to find his destiny. And in this story, you grow up in a Judeo-Christian culture, and the Christian allegory and those influences are not in any way lost to me or in the making of this film. I think in a very celebratory, meaningful and beautiful way, it recognizes that.
It's a long time ago.
Were you in love with him?
He was Superman. Everyone was in love with him.
What were you?
Superman Returns also features James Marsden as Lois's steadfast new boyfriend, the nephew of editor Perry White, who's played by Frank Langella, and Eva Marie Saint is Clark's foster mother, Martha Kent. Watch for cameo appearances by two stars from the 1950s Superman TV series, Noelle Neal and Jack Larson, and the late Marlon Brando is brought back, through sequences shot for the 1978 film, as Jor-El, Superman's father from the planet Krypton. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.